So let's review. The Gemara digresses from its discussion about Mikra Megillah for several Agadic expositions. Menatzpach, Tzoifim Amrum. These five letters were established by the Nevi'im. The Gemara explains, Hai be'emtza v'hai b'soif teva. It was forgotten which is the regular form of the letter and which only comes at the end of a word. Therefore, Asu Tzoifim v'tekinu psuchin be'emtza teva ustumin b'soif teva. The Nevi'im re-established that the open form comes in middle of a word and the closed form comes at the end. The Gemara discusses Targum, the translation of the Torah. Targum shel Torah Unklus Ager Amru mepnei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. Unklus Ager recorded the translation of the Torah that he heard from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Targum shel Nevi'im Yonasan ben Uziel Amru mepi Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Yonasan ben Uziel recorded the translation of the Nevi'im that he heard from the later Nevi'im. When he did so, a baskal proclaimed, Mihu zeh shegila starei lebnei adam, who has dared to reveal my secrets? The Gemara explains, the Nevi, ika mili de mefarshan, v'ika mili de mistaman. The psukim in the Torah are explicit, while the psukim in Nevi'im are sometimes vague, and so this translation revealed unknown explanations. Furthermore, bikesh legalis targum shel ksuvim. He wanted to record the translation of ksuvim, but a baskal proclaimed, Dayecha, you've done enough. And the Gemara explains, Ispe Ketz Mashiach. This is because one can infer the time of Mashiach's arrival from those psukim. The Gemara adds, Shakchum v'chazru v'yastum. These translations were accepted traditions from Sinai, but they were subsequently forgotten and later reinstated. The Gemara returns to its discussion about reading the Megillah and rules. Kohanim b'avodasam ulevim b'duchanan v'yishov ma'amadam kulam avatam avodasam uvaron l'shmoyim mikra Megillah. Kohanim performing the Avodah, Levim who are singing Shira, and Yidden who are standing by and observing the offering of the Kabbanis, all cease these activities to hear the reading of the Megillah. The Gemara infers, Mavatlan Talmud Torah, Ubarin Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. We expound the Kavach Chaimer that teaches us that we interrupt Torah study to hear the reading of the Megillah, because Ma Avodah Shehi Chamura Mevatlinan Talmud Torah LeKol Shekein. If we interrupt the Avodah of Kabbanis, which is more stringent, we certainly interrupt Torah study. However, the Gemara offers an opposite reasoning. Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Mehakravas Tmidin. Torah study is more important than the daily offerings. The Gemara answers, Had the Rabbim v'had the Yachid. Communal Torah study supersedes Avodah, while individual Torah study does not. The Gemara adds, Talmud Torah the Yachid Kal. Kavod Torah the Yachid Chamer. Individual Torah study is indeed more lenient, but the honor of the Torah, even of an individual Torah scholar, is treated stringently. The Gemara then summarizes the order of preference regarding the Megillah reading versus other mitzvahs. Avodah mikra Megillah adif. Reading the Megillah takes precedence over Avodah. Talmud Torah mikra Megillah adif. Reading the Megillah takes precedence over Torah study. The Gemara adds, Talmud Torah meis mitzvah adif. Avodah meis mitzvah adif. We know that tending to the needs of the deceased who has no relatives takes precedence over Torah study and over Avodah. The Gemara now inquires, Mikra Megillah umeis mitzvah hai minayu adif, which takes precedence. Reading the Megillah, which is presume nisa, publicizing a miracle, or the needs of a meis mitzvah, which is covered habrius, the importance of human dignity. The Gemara rules meis mitzvah adif because gadol covered habrius. Meis mitzvah takes precedence because of covered habrius. The Gemara now discusses the parameters of a krach, a walled city. Krach, v'chol ha-samuch loy v'chol ha-nira imoy, nidoin k'krach. Any area close to or visible from a walled city has the same halacha as the city and reads the Megillah on the 15th. And the Gemara explains, Samuch, afa pi she'enoi nira, she'yishevis benachal, can be close but not visible, such as a town in a valley. Nira, afa pi she'enoi samuch, k'goin diyosva b'roi shahar, can be visible but not close, such as a town on a mountaintop. The Gemara now defines a krach, a large city. Krach she'en by asara batlanin nidoin k'kfar. If a city does not have 10 people who are paid by the townspeople to remain in the shul constantly, it's considered a village, and it can read the Megillah on one of the earlier dates. The Gemara adds, af agaf de mekali le me'alma. This is true even if there are always many visitors found in the shul. If the town does not pay 10 people to have this job permanently, it's considered a village.